Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we got started on it in the previous episode. I think we did verse 1. So I want to go back and start reading through this again. Some really, really powerful things that we're going to be seeing right here. So 1 Corinthians 12, 1 says this. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. Now, remember, Paul is writing, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he's responding to situations, circumstances that were going on there at the local body of Christ in Corinth, and also responding to questions they had about some things. And so when he jumps into this and says, hey, now concerning spirituals, it can seem like this out of left field. But no, we've already seen through the letter that he's responding to some things. So now he's responding to another question they had. And he doesn't want them to be unaware. In other words, he wants them to be aware, not to be surprised by anything. Verse 2 says this, you know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Well, Lord be with whoever that is. Ambulance just went by. Tell you what, that's a good habit right there to develop in yourself and in particularly among your kids and things like that. That when an ambulance goes by, just speak blessing over it. Say, Lord, be with whoever that is, whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is. So what does Paul say here? He says, you know how you were before you were saved. When you were pagans, you were led astray, and you were led astray by mute, unable to communicate, speak, idols. However, you were led. And so he's saying, you know that you were worshiping things that were mute, that were not alive, which were not truly God. And he says, in whichever way you were done, you know what happened right here. That's how you were. Now he says this in verse 3. Therefore, well, wait a minute. Therefore? Yeah. In other words, in light of this, since you know how you used to be when you were pagans, since you know how you were led astray by these mute idols in whatever way that manifested itself, but since you know that, then what's the juxtaposition? Well, the juxtaposition is this. The question was about concerning spiritual gifts. And as we'll see in chapters 12, 13, and 14, they were having the empowerment of the Holy Spirit manifest himself in and through the body of Christ here. Okay, the Lord was moving and he was doing marvelous things. But there were some problems. Can you imagine that there are problems in the midst of the time when the Lord is doing marvelous things? Well, sure, okay? It's actually a very encouraging thing for us to see and for us to understand. So he says, in light of this, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, what in the world is this talking about? Well, as you can imagine, there are all sorts of varied interpretations of everything that's happening right here. But just look at the facts. Just look what he says. He says, therefore, in light of this, you used to be pagans, now you're not. You used to be led astray by mute idols, whatever way that happened. But now the Spirit is manifesting himself through you. So he says, I'm going to make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed. So if someone is sitting there and they're saying that Jesus is accursed, or that Jesus is not the Lord, or Jesus is not Messiah, or whatever it may be, then you can know that that is not the Spirit of God. No one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed. And then he says, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, that one usually gets us because we come along and we'll say, well, you know, can't the enemy lie? Can't the enemy kill, steal, and destroy? Absolutely, absolutely. The enemy can lie. Can the enemy lie through people? Yeah. But he's saying this, no one can say that Jesus is Lord and believe that and live that and manifest that outside of the Holy Spirit. That is actually the Holy Spirit that's moving through them. And you say, well, why is he saying this? Well, remember what he's doing. He's going from the very beginning. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, spiritual empowerments, he's saying Jesus is given the body of Christ these gifts. He wants us to understand that it's the Spirit of God. Verse 4, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And these next three verses, he's going to make these just declarative statements, really the next four verses. And we need to keep these in mind as we're dealing with spirituals, as he calls them, spiritual empowerment of the Spirit. He uses the word varieties three times. Verse 4, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. So what do we learn? Just deal with the facts. There's going to be all sorts of varieties of gifts, but it's the same Spirit, okay? The same Spirit that's being released. Now, the word for gifts right there is charisma, okay? And it just means a gift of grace, a free gift that is given by the Spirit. There's varieties of them, which means they're varied. There's all sorts of debate. Sometimes people say, well, there's nine gifts of the Spirit, and they base it from one portion of the Scripture. I've actually got a book that's basically entitled that, Nine Gifts of the Spirit. Other people say, well, there's 19 gifts of the Spirit. I got a book entitled that. No. I think we'll get a little distracted because it's not so much the number of the gifts. It's what we're seeing right here, that there's varieties of it. And the point that he's driving home is that everyone is going to be different. And we're going to be different in the way that we function and in the way that God has empowered us. And this is a great thing. And if I can remember, maybe in the next episode, I'll tell you sort of a picture that popped in my mind related to this of an artist palette type of thing. But let's look at these next two verses for today, next three verses maybe. So there's varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5, and there's varieties of ministries and the same Lord. And that Greek word for ministry is diakonia, services. There's the variety of ways to serve people, but the same Lord. So catch this. Varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There's varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. Verse 6. There are varieties of effects. E-F-F-E-C-T-S. Variety of effects. Energema, which means operations or empowerments, an effect that something has, a working that something has. There's varieties of workings, but the same God who works all things in all persons. So you had varieties of gifts, same Spirit, varieties of ministries, the same Lord, varieties of effects, the same God. Yes, you actually see a picture of the triune nature of God. Isn't that cool? Yeah. But it's all done with the same person. Then verse 7, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. That's a biggie. So he's showing us the manifestation of the Spirit is going to be happening in a variety of ways, and it's going to be different with everybody, and it's going to be different in every situation. A lot of times people come along and think, and we'll talk a lot about this, well, you only have this one gift, and this is all it is, and you get it when you're saved, and you get nothing more. You may get two or three, but you're not going to get any more. You get them all here, and they always function the same way. No, 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 no. There's varieties. Varieties even within us. But to each one, this manifestation of the Spirit, and remember, it's a manifestation of the Spirit, is given for the common good. It's given for the common good of the body of Christ. It's given for the common good of the world also. Now, a lot of times people will come back and they'll pick on some of these gifts and say, well, see, you're not supposed to use this gift because that glorifies you. Well, guess what? You are part of the common good. You're part of the body of Christ. We'll look at that when we get to it. But just keep this in mind, that the Spirit manifests Himself as He desires, as He wants to, within each and every true believer. That manifestation is for the common good. Our role and our responsibility is to join with the Spirit and do what the Spirit is leading us and empowering us to do, and not to quench the Spirit. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, my time's up. I will see y'all next episode. Goodbye.